91X News.
It's 18 degrees and raining at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Kristen Oschlegel. Today is an important day for many students thinking of withdrawing from Loyalist. 91X reporter Taylor Renkema has more.
The deadline to withdraw from a program at Loyalist and still get your money back is today. That's just 2 weeks into school. Laura Noman works in the registrar's office, and she explained what money students will get back if they withdraw by today.
There is a $150 deferral and down payment fee that they would not get back. So they would get the remainder back, so whatever else they paid. Now, that would be for tuition and sorority fees.
Jane Harrison is the Dean of Media Studies at Loyalist. She says students drop out for a variety of reasons, and she handles each case differently.
The person who's accepted a job, we say congratulations. That's a life choice, right? The person who is young and homesick, we don't try and coerce them into staying, but we do try and point out to them that it's early days yet.
Many students feel this deadline is too soon into the semester and doesn't give them enough time to decide if it's what they really want. Taylor Renkema, 91X News, Loyalist College.
And there is a new system in place for getting loans to students across Ontario. It's called OSAP Express. It's meant to be a faster way of getting money to students, but as April Lawrence reports, so far OSAP Express is running at a snail's pace.
OSAP Express has been in the works for several years, and this is its first year in use. The process means students no longer need to stand in line twice in the year to sign loan agreements. With the new form, students will have their loans directly deposited into their accounts once their enrollment has been confirmed. But there have been issues with the electronic system used to confirm enrollment. That's caused delays in the process. Financial aid advisors are having to manually confirm the enrollment of students, and that's taking more time. The financial aid office is doing what they can to help students bridge the gap in their finances while waiting for their loan. They're giving some emergency loans and bookstore vouchers, but students are expressing confusion and frustration with the delays. The process has left students concerned about what they will do to support themselves while they wait for the system to work.
That was 91X reporter April Lawrence. Loyalist students are abuzz about the new look in the Shark Tank pub. Jack Carver has the story.
The hum of happy students is clearly audible here in the newly improved student center, featuring new tables and chairs and a new paint job. Returning student Calvin Bright says he enjoys the new look.
The student center is actually really, really nice. I gotta say, the chairs, a lot comfier. I can dig those.
Kevin Michener, another returning student, says that he feels the student center is more welcoming than it was last year.
I think it's a lot more modern, it's a lot brighter. I think the chairs are great. It just looks like a better place to kind of meet with everyone. It doesn't have those, you know, dark chairs and tables, and it's a nice place for everyone to get together, and it'll also look nice when they have their pub nights.
Student Barry Salisbury thinks that the money could have been spent better elsewhere.
I would have preferred that they actually put it into the residence because they look like they're from like 1985. If they're going to do makeovers, then makeover everything, right? Instead of just one little spot.
Chris Dietering, the head of student government, says that any concerns students may have can be brought up to student government directly.
I'd say to most of those people, you need to tell us what you want, sort of thing. Like, right. The survey is your best method of doing it. Most of us on student government are always willing to take your emails, bring it to the board. If you get enough people together, you can sort of put a proposal together for the board. We'll bring it into the meetings and see what we think. And again, you can always go through your class rep, too. That's another quick method of getting in contact with us. Again, I'm always willing to listen to students. So.
Jack Harbour, QNET News.
The Quinty Symphony will be able to continue running as a result of the election of 8 new board members. New board member Belleville Councillor Jody Jenkins says the symphony is an important part of the community.
I don't have a huge background when it comes to anything to do with symphonies, but I'm always one that likes to get behind an organization in our community, and I thought it would be important to lend my efforts and time and some of my skills, and hopefully we can see this turned around and head in the right direction.
The new panel is planning to meet in the next few days to discuss plans to carry on regular operations. The Belleville General Hospital has received a generous donation that may result in a higher level of care. Miller Reynolds has the story.
Over 400 guests were dressed up in their best 60s British invasion attire for the Belleville General Hospital fundraiser at the Sears Atrium on Saturday. Not only did the fundraiser raise over $250,000, 10 individuals stepped up to donate $3,000 each to buy a new ICU ventilator for the hospital. Jen Barrett, Director of Development for the Belleville General Hospital Foundation, says this donation is greatly appreciated.
It's a $30,000 machine that was needed within the hospital, and it got paid for and purchased right on the spot by donors. So just a great addition.
Executive Director for the Foundation, Drew Brown, says an additional ICU ventilator is a monumental donation.
You can say without fear of contradiction that that piece of equipment is going to save someone's life because it will be breathing for someone.
The over $250,000 raised at the fundraiser will go towards top priority medical equipment for the hospital. Miller Reynolds, 91X News.
Canadian Auto Workers members are working today after the union canceled the strike deadline last night. Negotiators have given Chrysler and GM more time to go over its tentative four-year deal with Ford. CAW President Ken Lorenza says a strike is still possible and the union will give 24 hours notice of a walkout if Chrysler and GM take too long on a deal. That's 91X News to 1206. Evan Cook has sports next.
Ideal Bikes Fact.
The average Canadian makes 2,000 car trips of less than 3,000 kilometers a year. If one-third of these car trips were replaced with bike rides, it would save an average of $1,600 and reduce a person's greenhouse gas emissions by 570 kilograms.
This message brought to you by Ideal Bike, located at 316 Front Street, downtown Belleville. Ideal Bike, Quinte's premier bike shop, featuring new and used cycles, skate and longboards, accessories and full-service repairs. Join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Good afternoon. I'm Evan Cook with 91X Sports. Toronto Blue Jays shortstop Yunel Escobar will face the media today in New York to answer questions about why he took the field in Saturday's game against Boston with a homophobic slur written in Spanish under his eyes. The team, along with Major League Baseball, say they are investigating the incident. Later tonight, the Jays open up a series against the New York Yankees. Ricky Romero takes to the mound against the Yankees' Andy Pettit, who is making his first start since returning from a broken ankle. Elsewhere in the MLB, the Baltimore Orioles picked up a half game on the idle Yankees in the AL East last night. The Orioles, who now trail the Yankees by only half a game, continue their series in Seattle tonight. Other big games in the American League include Tampa Bay hosting Boston, Oakland visiting Detroit, and Chicago taking on Kansas City. New Orleans linebacker Jonathan Vilma has met with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to discuss his role in the Saints' bounty scandal. Goodell originally suspended Vilma for the entire season, but that ruling was temporarily lifted by an appeals panel earlier this month. The appeals panel said Goodell must clarify his rulings to ensure no part of his decisions was based on salary cap violations. Violations of the salary cap are handled by an independent arbitrator. Vilma says it was a positive meeting.
Right now, it's a lack of communication from both sides. And I think today we got to accomplish some of the discrepancies that were, let's call them the hang-ups, really, that were causing all the issues. And I think now that we've had this conversation, we'll see what happens from here.
Vilma has been on the physically unable to perform list since his suspension was lifted, as he is recovering from off-season knee surgery. No formal NHL labor talks are expected today as players continue to find new jobs elsewhere. New York Islanders captain Mark Streit and Montreal Canadiens defenseman Yannick Weber are returning home to play in Switzerland during the lockout. Bern says it has signed Streit, and Geneva Servette says it recruited Weber. Atlanta Falcons running back Michael Turner was jailed on charges of drunken driving and speeding early this morning, just hours after he scored a touchdown in the team's win over the Broncos. Turner spent barely 2 hours behind bars before he was released on bail. The Falcons are now atop the NFC South with a 2-0 record and take on the San Diego Chargers next weekend. And former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky will find out on October the 9th what his sentence will be for being a convicted child abuser. Judge John Cleland will issue the sentence nearly 4 months after the retired assistant football coach was convicted in the child molestation scandal that brought shame to Penn State. Sandusky was convicted in June of 45 counts of sex abuse involving 10 children. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Kristen Oschlegel with 91x weather.
Today, periods of rain and a high of 19. Tonight, rain ending this evening, then partly cloudy with a low of +5. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 15. Thursday, cloudy with 40% chance of showers and a high of 20. At 12:10, it's 18 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Kristen Oschlegel with Evan Cook. News is next at 1.